Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today on our show, we play music by She and Him, and take a look in Washington at some art on the street that is not street art. But first, we report on American efforts to get Hispanics to take part in the population count called the census. By law, the United States is required to count its population every 10 years. In the last national census, or population count, Hispanics, or Latinos, made up 12% of the total population. Hispanic Americans are the fastest growing group in the country. The census is taking place again. Officials say it is important that all Hispanics are counted. Barbara Klein has more.
Many Hispanics are recent immigrants who work in factories or on farms. Many others work as day laborers. Many of them are living in the United States without legal immigration papers. But the census law says they still need to be counted. Everyone living in the United States received census forms to fill out in March. They were supposed to mail back the form last month. Now, millions of census workers are visiting homes that did not return their census forms. The census count is important because areas with higher populations will get more representation in Congress. Highly populated areas also get more money from the federal government. A Census Bureau official says $400 billion in grants and loans will be available over the next 10 years. That money will be given out based on how many people live in different communities. The census form asks 10 questions, including the number of people living in each house, their ethnic group, and race. Officials say that personal information will not be shared publicly. Still, the number of people in immigrant communities who respond to the census is low. Los Angeles, California is home to many Hispanics. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says immigrants are among the groups that need to be urged to provide the information. Officials believe that language difficulties cause problems for many in the Hispanic community. In addition, more than 10 million immigrants are thought to be in the United States illegally. Most of them are Hispanic. These people often have false documents. Many live in fear of being caught and sent back to their home countries. But census officials are not permitted to ask about a person's legal status or share information with immigration enforcement officials. Officials in Los Angeles have launched a major media campaign aimed at Hispanics, including videos and digital networking. Actress Rosario Dawson starred in one of the videos. She says a correct census means more money for immigrant communities.
I'm saying that this money, this opportunity that could be lost if it's not used, will not happen to you again for another 10 years. 10 years. So it's really very important that you make your voices heard.
The National Museum of Women in the Arts has brought some major color and sparkle to Washington, D.C.'s New York Avenue. The museum recently created an outdoor sculpture area in the center of the city. 4 large, colorful statues by the French artist Nicky de Saint-Fel are bringing art outdoors so people who live and work nearby can enjoy it every day. In the future, other works by female artists will be shown as part of the museum's New York Avenue sculpture project. Catherine Cole has more.
The Three Graces is one of 4 sculptures newly on display on New York Avenue. It gives a good example of Nicky de Saint-Fel's playful art. The work is made up of 3 huge female forms that seem to be dancing. They are covered in colorful pieces of broken glass tiles. One woman has black skin, another has white skin, and the third has yellow skin. The work celebrates woman in her many forms. Another work, Nana on a Dolphin, shows a curvy woman balancing on the back of a brightly colored dolphin. The woman's body is covered with silver tiles, which shine brightly in the sunlight. A sculpture called Number 23 Basketball Player is the artist's energetic representation of Michael Jordan soaring into the air. Nicky de Saint-Fel was born in France, but spent much of her life in the United States. She died in 2002. Her large sculptures represent both the modern and the ancient. Many of them explore heroes, imaginary creatures, and the female body. We asked several people visiting New York Avenue on Wednesday what they thought of the new art project. Will Thomas from San Diego, California, praised the work.
Interesting. I think they bring a little life to this street. I like them. I think that they're uniquely representative of the United States, of different cultures, our passions, and I think they're a nice addition.
Jackie, who works nearby, has seen the statues at different times of day.
I really like them. I like the colors. I like everything about them. You know, they really are nice when they light up at night.
One couple we talked to was visiting from France. They said they were very happy to turn the corner and see works by an artist they recognized from museums in their own country. Nancy Harris from Washington also liked the artwork.
I think they're fabulous. They're colorful and voluptuous and active, like women.
This is the first of 4 stages of the New York Avenue Sculpture Project. The project will last until 2015 and will show the work of several other female artists.
Zooey Deschanel is best known as an actress in small independent films, but she is also making a name for herself as a singer and songwriter. She performs in the band She and Him with musician Matt Ward. They recently released a second album called Volume 2. Their dreamy songs sound like they came from another time period. Mario Ritter has more.
California is a great big nation. Just go home.
That was the song Home from She and Him's album, Volume 2. Zooey Deschanel and Matt Ward make a good team. She writes and sings the songs, and he plays guitar and produces them. They first worked together while making a song for the movie The Go-Getter, which starred Deschanel. She had been writing songs for years, but she had never met a musician she felt fully shared her musical point of view until she met Matt Ward. Here is the song, Me and You.
Well, I'm back in your good graces again. Remember when you told me that I was your only friend? Well, you made the best of this life where you never knew. One day from the next, dig your heels in a little girl, put them to the test. You gotta be kind to yourself. You gotta be kind to yourself.
Deschanel and Ward have said they chose the name She and Him because it was simple and did not call attention to itself. They named their albums Volume 1 and Volume 2 for the same reason. They wanted the music to come first, so that the songs would be what people remember most. We leave you with Over It Over Again.
Why do I always want to suck into your heart? Let you know what love is like when I'm keeping all my cards up on the shelf. Well, you can't see them.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Demange and Jim Tedder, with reporting by Mike O'Sullivan. Katie Weaver was the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com or write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.